I can start by saying welcome, guys.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to our podcast. My name is Jamaris.
I'm Brittany.
And we're introducing you to this podcast that we put together, not even knowing each other. So we're taking like this adventurous journey. So we're going to be finding things out between each other, like, wow, we're talking. Exactly. So it's not like we knew each other or anything. So that's like the good part about it. Are you excited?
I am. So this is the Come to Find Out podcast.
There you go.
I am Brittany. Jamaris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Tell me a little bit about myself.
I'll tell them about you.
I'm not very good at intros. I always say that. So I am 27 years old. I can say I'm basically from Charlotte at this point. I went to broadcasting school and now I'm back in school online. Major in strategic communication for my bachelor's. So I'm excited about that. It was a personal choice. I'm a freelance host reporter here in Charlotte. So I like to get my feet wet, just, you know, do a little red carpet things here and there and appear on TV and grab a microphone, just like what I'm doing right now. What about you?
So I am one of the rare, if you're listening to this and you are from Charlotte, in Charlotte, I am from Charlotte, raised in Charlotte, not born in Charlotte. I do a couple things. I am a licensed esthetician, so I do lots of skincare. I'm not really a makeup girl, but I do skincare, lashes, waxing, all that fun stuff. And I have also a background in like health education, which is totally separate from aesthetics.
So I do a lot of
working with teenagers and doing the fun stuff like sexual health conversations with teenagers and birth control and STDs and wear condoms and all that kind of stuff. So I do both of those two things. But the aesthetics has been like my entrepreneurial journey that I've been doing the last 2 years or so. Yeah. So that's what I do. And it's been a roller coaster, especially with all that's going on now with
COVID.
Yeah.
Well, you have a resume on you. Now you can add a podcast around that.
I sure can.
So today we decided to go with the first topic. Are we sticking to that one? I think we are.
Yeah.
We're sticking to friendship breakups.
Yeah. So it started because we had a previous conversation and, you know, you had mentioned some tensions that you had with a friend. And I was just saying how, because, well, I'm 33, so I'm not like that much older than you, but a little bit. And so I was just saying to you that that's, I don't even know if it's unfortunate, but just some parts of growing, like getting older and you kind of lose friends along the way. Not necessarily a falling out, but just sometimes people grow apart, life happens, whatever. So we kind of realized that we both had similar situations with losing friends. For me, it was a friend that I've had since high school. And it was, I don't know, it was around like my 30th birthday and I thought everything was all good, but this was a friend who was married and had recently had a baby. And I can understand how that can be isolating probably from the rest of your friends, because none of the rest of our friends are married or have kids. And so it sounded like it was a thing of, oh, I'm being left out, you know, y'all are doing stuff without me. And I don't think that this friend was prepared for the changes that were going to happen when they, I don't think it was the, it wasn't the marriage, getting married part. It was the having a baby part.
Yeah.
And I don't personally don't think that this friend was prepared for the changes that she was going to experience when she had a baby, as opposed to us changing. I mean, I remember trying to tell her, like, girl, like, it's like, oh, I'll still be able to do stuff. I'm like, I was saying, you're not going to want to, especially in the beginning, but,
it's taking too much time.
Well, yeah, and it's a lot of changes and it's a lot to go through. But for me, it was hurtful because there was really no real conversation had. It was just like, okay, I'm mad. I'm not talking to you anymore. I was just like, wait, like what's going on? And for me, it was kind of annoying because it was around my birthday. It was literally on my birthday when kind of some of this stuff happened. So it was just like, I'm checking up on a friend that I haven't talked to since my birthday. And it was like, you calling, not getting any responses. And it was like, okay, like what's going on? and literally haven't talked to her since. I've seen her because we have all the same friends. Like, remember, this is
Oh,
somebody
that's
that
the
I've known.
worst.
Yeah, it's somebody I've known since high school. So we all, and this doesn't happen, I don't think, a lot, but most of my friends are still friends that I've had since high
To
school.
high
So
school.
we all kick it together. We don't all live in the same city, but when we get together, it's, same
Every
people.
time we link up.
So it was like, for me, it wasn't awkward because I was not the person that had any issue. I think it was awkward for her, but yeah, it's just kind of like, see you at wherever, see you when I see you. But for me, it was like, I didn't know what was going on. And I have had, with family, I've had family member who was like just completely cut themselves off without any explanation. So to me, it was just kind of like triggering because I'm like, well, how this happened before where somebody like has some issue and doesn't say
Doesn't
anything,
communicate.
and then it's just like, well, what's going on? So I always joke because I had like, I don't know if you've ever seen, or actually I haven't seen the movie, but it's a movie called Eat, Pray, Love, and she like goes off on
Yes.
like this.
Adventure.
Yeah, so I said that that's what I was gonna do. So I actually bought the book and went on like I randomly called my brother. I don't know if he remembers this, but called him and I got a flight to Puerto Rico.
She
Like
said
literally the next
YOLO.
day, hopped on a flight, went out to Puerto Rico by myself. Just like, 'cause it was probably about a month later, but I realized like I was really bothered by that whole situation.
You needed a
And
break
I was like,
just to
yeah.
let things
So
out.
I went to the beach and I just laid around and, I wasn't there to do anything in particular, just needed to get away. And then I was like, all right, and I had to snap myself out of it because I was like really bothered
Of
by it.
course.
But it's just unfortunate. And it reminded me, do you ever you watch Insecure?
Yes, of course. I love that show.
So like, are you up to date on, current
Yes,
to
I
it?
mean,
Well, not now, but I mean, have you seen them all?
yes, I've seen them
Okay, so it
all.
reminded me of like, it was like personal when I watched, A, there was the episode, I think it was the previous season before, where, remember names,
It's
the girl who was pregnant, like the prissy
Oh,
one. I can't remember her name on the show.
Well, her real name is
Amanda
Amanda.
Seals. Yeah, so she was pregnant, and then her best friend on the show was Kelly, and you could see kind of like, so I was like, ooh, this is like literally what had just
What's
happened to me, where
happened?
they didn't fall out or anything, but it was like she had other friends who I think were moms or something. I can't remember the
So she was
details,
hanging out with
but
them more and like,
versus her best friend wanted to
yes.
like throw her
Throw
baby
baby
shower
shower.
and have those moments. And it was like you could see a little bit of a divide
Like a disconnection there.
because of she's going through something that you can't.
Like different paths. Like the Kelly didn't have, I mean, it's not, doesn't have a baby. It's not a mom. So it feels like you don't have that connection.
And she wanted to be
A part of
supportive.
it, yeah.
And then there was another, just the whole last season with Molly and Issa in general, like they were just growing
They were grown
apart.
apart, yes.
Yeah. And so again, that's just
I think that's part of friendship. Like, this is my first time actually. I don't, I quite honestly don't know if I can call it growing apart. I mean, I feel like in the situation that happened between me and this person, we probably have kind of somewhat same perspective, but different outlook of how it happened and when it went down. So I do feel like, and I honestly feel like friendship breakups are a lot harder than like actually breaking up with someone you love. And I'm saying that because now I can honestly say at 27, I experienced a heart breakup like with a guy and a heartbreak from a friend. So before I've never had experienced that. So this one, it bothered me for a couple months. And I think about it here and there because I made a mistake as well. So it's like I have to own up to it. It wasn't an intentional mistake. In my opinion, it wasn't something that I would have, broken up a friendship over. But I have to, like, now at 27, just talking to different people and getting other people's perspective, I hear this all the time. Everyone's not like you. So don't expect you out of some like anybody else. Just because you would have been okay with that situation doesn't mean that person is okay with that or should be okay with that. Just because you would have moved a different way doesn't mean this person has to move that way. So anytime anything happens, I refer back to that saying that a guy friend told me. Okay. Just because you would have been okay with that doesn't mean that right. person should be okay with
right.
it. So I feel like that's what has helped me get over the friendship breakup that I had. I mean, recently, I just like you didn't get an explanation. It was more so like, I'm mad. I'm not okay with what you did. I need a break and I'll see you later.
Right.
So, I mean, I never really got a sit down one-on-one. And I think as an adult, I understand for the sake of someone's, I guess, energy or like mindset or where they're at mentally, some people do have the rights to be like, no, I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Which I would understand.
Call that. Some people would consider that their boundaries. I don't know.
Their boundaries. Yeah. Correct. And that's why I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't think I was that much of a mental harm to this person. So that's why I reached out like months later, like, hey, let's have a conversation about what happened. I'm not expecting for us to be friends again because you have an opinion of what happened. And then I also have an opinion of how you handle it afterwards. That's what bothered me. That's what made me question, like, can I be friends with this person again? Probably not, but we have mutual friends as well. So I'm able to be cordial, but at least let's have a conversation. But that's because I've always been a communicator. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person that I don't like to assume. I hate assuming. I'd rather just flat out ask you, hey, is it this or is it that? Just yes or no. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you're in a gray area, you're allowed to give me a maybe. But I'm a communicator and I feel like I've seen this somewhere in social media where it's like, I feel like friends give guys a lot more opportunities that they give their actual girlfriends.
Yeah, of course.
And this is just me speaking in general. It's not like even about my situation. And like,
no, yeah, they definitely do.
I think about that and I'm like,
some other stuff involved.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not fair because I think a friendship is basically like a relationship. You have to nourish it. And I mean, we're humans. Sometimes we get caught up in life and sometimes we're not always on top of it. Like, you're beautiful, or reminding you every day, like, I'll take out the trash for you, or I'll kiss and rub your feet. Like, we forget about that. So sometimes we might slip. So I feel like friendships are basically like relationships, but I think, in my opinion, they hurt a lot more.
People don't talk about that. Like, you could right now Google all kind of articles about how to get over a breakup, how to get past a breakup.
Yes.
Breakup songs, and it's all, of course, it's talking about,
you
know, with a guy or whatever, but no one talks about.
It's not talked about.
It's a big relationship. It's a long relationship. If it's your best, it doesn't have to be a best friend, but if it's a real friend, that's a big part of your life that's all of a sudden gone, and nobody like gives tips or tricks on how to get over friends.
Someone breakups. That knows so much about you as well. If they got that close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like they're taking like a little bit of power away from really.
I mean, if you got to know the friend, because I feel like this friend, like, I feel like the friends that I have, if any of us fell out, it wouldn't be like they're going to go and run tell all your business.
No,
like,
you should never do that.
I mean, those people exist. But I've also realized, too, that like you talking about communication, like, people just don't like to talk and they don't like, they'd rather just kind of cut things off than like have a conversation, an uncomfortable conversation.
And I don't respect that.
About, instead of just, you know, talking about it. I've seen that multiple times. Like, I think that's way more common than people realize. Like, they just don't want to.
Yeah.
Even, it's like, it can be uncomfortable, but they just don't want to.
Yeah. I don't even want to call it immature, because that's some people's boundaries nowadays. Like, that's what they call it. Like you said, oh, that's my boundary. I don't have to talk to you. But in that case, to me, it's just like, I can't respect it. Like, I might not call it childish, but it's just like, okay, you don't want to have a conversation with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, why? Because I'm going to state some facts as well, you know?
To me, it almost made me question, and I guess this is personal because everybody's different, but this is somebody that I've known at this time, we were 30. Mm-hmm. I've known since I was 15. And it's like, how close were we? How good of a friend were we?
There,
you couldn't even.
That's exactly, took the words out of my mouth.
Give me a conversation. Like,
yes.
So you mean to tell me, I remember that she texted me and I had called her because I was trying to talk, and she texted me like this. I mean, the text message was as long as this table. And it was just like, well, how good a friend, like, she was like, oh, we never fell out before, so I didn't know how to handle this. And I'm like, I didn't even know we had fallen out, because I didn't know what was going on yet. So it was like, we fell out? I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And then it was just, that was it. But it was like, after a while, I was like, well, were we really that good of friends?
That you couldn't even give, that's exactly how I felt. Like, when I got the text, like, I love you, I will always love you, I have love for you. I was on the phone with one of my guy best friends, and I was like, he's like, yo, no disrespect. Like, she might love you, but she don't respect you enough to give you a conversation. She loves you. She loves you from afar. But she never really loved, I mean, not never really loved you, but she didn't love you enough or respect you enough to give you a conversation. Like, she didn't even give you a conversation. It was like, oh, you messed up. Oh, you messed up again. So, you out.
And did you consider this person a best friend?
Yes, I would say a best friend more so. Like, it's really hard for me to throw the word around best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, all my best friends that I call my best friends, they've been my best friends for 5 years, or probably 5 year plus, or 7 years plus.
Yeah.
Like, they've been in my life, and they've been through, like, the good, the bad, the ugly, the cries, the laughs, the drunk, the any kind. They see me in any kind of state of, like, mine. So this friendship only lasted a couple months, but I grew so close and dear to this person, because I mean I can't say the friendship was not genuine. I could say it was genuine. Mm-hmm. But I strongly do believe everything happens for a reason. And I had to, like, come to terms with that, like, hey, everything happens for a reason, because I felt like I was punishing myself a lot for how things mm-hmm. went down. And I was like, I'm human, I made a mistake. It was an unintentional mistake. It wasn't like I planned it out and this is what happened, but I'm not making an excuse for it. It happened. I took ownership. Like, I'm sorry, but I never saw the friendship ending over that, because again, I would not end a friendship over that, but she had the rights to end mm-hmm. the friendship over that. So to me, that's where I, like, asked myself, were we even that really super close? Because when it came down to for you to show that you were a ride or die, which those were the words that was used by her, you didn't show me that you were a ride or die. So to me, I'm the type of person, don't say what you mean what you say. So if you don't mean it, don't say mm-hmm. just because, like, oh, you're my bitch.
Right.
In other words, oh, you're my ride or die. We're a package. Those were words that were used. And mm-hmm. even though they were cute and funny, I took that, like, seriously. I meant it.
Yeah.
So those were used by this other significant person. So I took it. I'm like, yeah, I agree with it, because what we have now, we talk every day. But I felt like when it was down to that point to really show if you were my ride or die,
mm-hmm.
you didn't. To this day, I felt belittled.
Okay.
For what I did. And I was like, why am I feeling, like, judged and belittled by someone? And it was more so because of the way how it was expressed. If it was delivered differently, then I would have probably taken it in. But it was just the way it was delivered. Right. Like, I mean, it belittled me and it made me feel like, oh, dude, like, I need to seek help, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, I won't say anything, but you can say a lot of things, but it's like
how you say it. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm thankful, you know, that we crossed paths. It was meant to. I mean, I just feel like, honestly, like, God wanted to show me I feel like not everyone has gone through a friendship breakup, mm-hmm. but a lot of my older friends, they tell me now, like, hey, like, you're going through something that we already been through. Yeah. Like, it happens. It's part of life. But I don't think a lot of people talk about, like, yo, them relationships, them breakups, friendship relationships, they hurt. They mm-hmm. hurt. They suck. And it's like, and it, for me, I'm speaking more so, it gave me, like, PTSD, where I'm, like, a lot more closed off now. And I don't really make a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was a social butterfly then. I mean, now, I mean, we're going through a whole pandemic, so it's not like you can be out and about like that. But, like, I'm still very cautious with people now. Like, I'm like, I don't talk as much. I don't give out too much information, or, like, I don't even like spending too much time with people anymore. I'm like, I'm okay completely with mm-hmm. myself. And it's not like I wasn't okay with that in the past, but now it's like, nobody got me like I got me. So if I'm going through something, I don't have to call a best friend, a friend, a nobody. It's like, I'm gonna handle it myself.
But then see, well, hold that thought. I want to take a second and just talk about our sponsors.
Oh, let them know.
So Come to Find Out is brought to you by the Inner Elite Network.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a second and talk about our sponsors and then we'll be back. Okay. But like what you were saying, I understand that that's a, like you said, PTSD. It's like a response to going through something like that. But at the same time, like, don't close yourself off to friends, because I don't know. I get why people do that, because I mean, it's like a response to being hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, people do that after they break up with guys too. Like, they'll, oh, I'm not doing this no more, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a defense mechanism, and it's like, there's a balance, because you still want to meet other people, but you might not. You might have learned from that experience, like, hey, maybe I won't do it this way anymore. I won't let this person get that close to me, or however you do it. But I would say, don't close yourself off to new friends. Cause I get it. I remember when, like, it was no new friends. Look, I made a new friend. And then early on, it was just like, okay, bullshit. Like, all right, see, this is why I don't do no new friends. And I'm still close with that person now. But yeah. I did have that mentality at one point. Not that anything had gone wrong. It was just, I met a new person. And I don't have any drama like in my life. So when I met a new friend, boom, it was drama. It was like about some guy. I'm like, first of all, I don't do.
Mm-mm, that's a no.
She thought that I was flirting with somebody that she liked, that I had zero interest in. And I knew before her. So I was acting the same way around this person that I always had. And then she came to the picture. And I was like, girl, I don't.
No.
No. But so I definitely had the no new friends movement. And honestly, how old was I? I might have been around the same age you are now. I might have been like 26 or 7, something like that. I think I was. But I also have, there's a book called The Four Agreements. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yes, I have it. I don't think I've finished reading it.
So there's, obviously there's four, but for me, I think it's the third agreement. That's don't take anything personal. Mm-hmm. And like, that is the one that has helped me. It's the hard, to me,
it's the hardest one. Yes.
But it's the one that's helped me the most. So in this like friend situation, like I had to take a step back and I said, okay. Because initially it was framed as like, this person was mad at like all of us.
Because
mm-hmm. Even another friend was like, so wait, like what's, because it sounded like she was mad at everyone. But I showed him the text message and he was just like, this doesn't have anything to do with you. Like, cause it just didn't make any real sense. And as I sat and thought about it, I'm like, yeah, I probably, there's things that probably both of us could have handled differently, although I didn't really have a chance to, but, I had to realize that like, she has some things that she's going mm-hmm. through clearly. I mean, like I said, she's having a whole life change situation, but so how she's reacting right now doesn't have anything to do with me. It's something going on with her. Yeah. And because that thing, that's been helpful for me in all kind of stuff. But it's like, whether something's going good or something's going bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't take it personal, because there's nothing you can do to fix whatever's going on with that person. You know, mm-hmm. they have to work on that. Whether they're having a good day or having a bad day, how they act to you will change based off of how their day is going or like what happened with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all bring different stuff to the friendship. We all are bringing our, this is like a relationship. You're bringing your entire life to this friendship, and she's had completely different experiences than I've had. I remember my dad was like, yeah, I wasn't really surprised because y'all are just very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think her family was like way, just her upbringing is like way more conservative. Not that my family's not, but she was like way more conservative. And just some of the like things that she cared about, I didn't care about. And like in hindsight, you know, I can see some differences, but it didn't bother me enough to like not want to be your friend, clearly. But my dad was like, yeah, I could say that wasn't going
to
last.
That happens. I like to, you know, bring people out of their comfort zone. Like if you want to come out of your comfort zone, I might be the best friend you can have, because I push myself to bring myself out of the comfort zone. Like if you're an introvert, I consider myself like, in the middle. I can be an introvert, but I can be an extrovert. So it's like, if you want to be an extrovert,
say that all the time. I'm like, No, you gotta. People say I'm an intro. What do they say? I'm an extroverted introvert or introverted.
Something like that. But
and I'm like, no, you one or the other. Like people no, always say they're both, and I'm like, mm-mm.
I honestly think that's a thing because I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. I can honestly. It just depends on my mood. I can be moody, not like on like switch up like this, mm-hmm. depending on the situation, of course. I can go from laughing and you do something and I might get mad, like duh. But I just think it depends on the mood for me. Like I can be one day and I'm like, hey, I really don't want to be around people. Like I want to stay at home or like mm-hmm. very like exclusive with like my one or two best friends and that's it. And then someday I'm like, oh, I want to be around everybody and well, their see, cousins. I think
everybody has both in them. But I think, well, like, so I am an introvert.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that I'm shy. I'm not saying I'm shy.
That's crazy because I'm shy.
Like, I'm not saying that I don't like going out and hanging yeah. with people like that. To me, I think sometimes people might be calling it something different than what it really is. I think that's maybe why. Because people say they're both. And I'm like, well, you can be both. Like, you can have your moments where you want to be alone. I'm sure extroverts have their moments where they want to be at home and not do yeah. anything either.
But so it's what do like, you call that?
When I say I'm an introvert, that just means that like I like recharge by being alone. Like I like being at the house. Will I go out? Absolutely. Like 9 times out of 10, if somebody asks me to come out, I'm down and I can be the life of the party. Oh. But when it's time for me like to recharge, I recharge. Like I get tired easily. Like when I go
You're
out,
an extrovert.
I go out. No, I'm not. But like when I, cause I need to like recharge by being home okay. versus like, I have a friend who's extrovert and like she recharges like by being with a whole bunch of people.
Oh no, negative.
So like extrovert doesn't mean you just like to, you know, be social. Cause I like to be social too. But when it's time for me to like, rejuvenate. Some people like need
yeah.
other people's energy
to recharge like, or to.
Like, I need my house's energy to recharge.
Oh, you just taught me something. So maybe
I mean I could be wrong, but that's what I.
Maybe I'm an introvert you know, thinking like, that I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, I just think people think introvert means shy, and that's.
I just thought introvert was more so well shy and not wanting to be like not a people person. Like some people literally don't like being around people. Like I have yeah, a friend that, doesn't like, he's always like, who's coming? Who all going to be there?
I have a friend like that too, but he's an, I don't know, let's see, is he an extrovert?
Like he canceled like vacation plans because it was a group of us and then someone else was going to bring more people. And he was like, nah, I don't know those people. I'm like, that's the point of freaking vacation. Like,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
I'm like, oh, you an introvert, like. Emphasize on that.
That just sounds like antisocial, which to me is not the same. I don't know.
It's not the same.
To me, it's not exactly the same. But I have a friend who's like he if he hears this, he'll know I'm talking about him. But he so much loves to like his like small group of friends, mm-hmm. and I think because we don't all live in the same city anymore, when we get together, like he holds that time very sacred to hang out with like his best friends, because he is an extrovert and a lot of people know him. I think a lot of people think they're like his really good friends, but mm-hmm. like we are like, it's like literally like four of us, like we are like his close friends, and when he comes home to hang out with us, he just wants it to be us.
Yeah.
And then we have the other friend who likes to have more new friends, and so when he comes home, he's just like, who you bringing? Like he's like, no, I don't want none of these other people. I just want us. I just want to have, you know, time with my friends. And they just like, now I don't usually, I have every now and then, but I don't usually bring like new people around because mm-hmm. I'm an introvert. But like the other, like two of our other friends, like they'll sometimes have, I mean, literally like one other person come. He's just like, I don't want no new people around when it's like friend time. But I still would consider him
an introvert. An
extrovert.
I feel like people with time and aging change.
Like he's like when he comes in, he can be like center of attention, life of the party.
But that's just only with you guys.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's even around other people.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't think introverts like the spotlight. I might be wrong, but if we look that up.
Because I feel like they can, like, the spotlight. It almost reminds me of, like, and I could be making this up because I don't know Beyonce personally, but I feel like if you, like, listen to her, like, she seems like she turns into another person.
She has that ego.
On stage. Like, so she is in the spotlight, clearly. Yeah. But then in her everyday,
her alter ego,
she seems like she might be introverted. I don't know. But she does have the spotlight, and she can turn it on and turn it off. So I wonder, is there something?
That's the thing. Because even, like, I consider myself, like, I do interviews on the side. So mm-hmm. It's like, I like interviewing people, but I don't like interviewing people in front of, like, a crowd. Like, I don't like people looking at me. Like, it gets me uncomfortable and it gets me nervous.
Okay.
But that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I like doing. And then when I tell people, oh, I'm kind of shy, or I act like that, they're like, then why do you want to do this? Like,
yeah.
You need to be out there. You need to be okay. And I'm like, it gets me out of my comfort zone. I like to be pushed out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. but that doesn't take away of the fact that I do get shy and nervous around people.
Hmm.
But now, if we're talking about liquor in the system, I'm not shy.
Well, yeah, when I first met you, you were not. I didn't get shy vibes from you.
The thing is,
either before and after the, I don't know what you had. I don't remember. I had the Moscow Mule. You know, I had it the second time we went out too.
Yes. Well, you keep it together. And I just be like, oh, let me taste this, that, and that too.
But the whatever, I don't know. I think I tasted what you had, but
you Honey Jack and where at?
The first place. Something fancy, but I'm saying I didn't get shy vibes from you before or definitely not.
I think it's because I already knew your brother. So I was already coming into a situation. I feel like I'm shy when I walk into a room and I don't know anyone. Yeah. Shy that I would still show like I'm confident, not like I have my head down like, oh, no, I still walk in there like, hey, what's up? But I won't really like initiate a conversation. And I feel like that gives off people like, oh, she cocky or she bitchy. I'm like, not at all. I'm just... I just met you 5 minutes ago, like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, what you want?
I don't want to be dramatic because I can't be. But, like, going into a room where I don't know anybody is, like, a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do it and I can, like, turn a switch on and I kind of have to. So I'm not sitting here uncomfortable the whole time. Like, it's like almost like this is how I'm going to.
Yeah.
Protect myself, like, because otherwise I'll just be sitting there looking weird and awkward. So I can like turn something on if I get in a crowd full of people I don't know. But
and I know we're talking about like friendship breakups and we're like going around and talking about like
yeah.
But I feel like it all comes together in some sense that you can have friendship breakups because people are like, there's two different people or people grow apart.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might come more introvert, some people come extrovert, some people like to do other things that the other friend doesn't like to do, so that can also cause a friendship breakup.
And it can be you changing.
And like, you changing, yes. Like,
I have had a friend, and I don't even, there's no beef between us at all. I just kind of, like,
I think we're too grown to have, like, beef with people now.
And, girl.
Oh.
People, but it was like, well, mm-hmm. I'm saying with people still have it, regardless of all ages.
Of
but, like, this friend, there was no issue or anything. It was just, like, I changed.
Mm-hmm.
Where I got tired of some of this stuff. So she was consistent, but it was just, it always just felt like there was something. Like it was just always, we would go out and you just, it was.
It's always like an issue.
We got older and it was just still like little silly things that was always happening. It was just like, okay, like I'm just tired of this. Like it would be small things like her getting lost all the time.
Oh.
Or like, yeah, it was like stuff like that. And it was like after a while, and I had moved away, she moved away. And we both come back around the same time to Charlotte. And so I hadn't really seen her in a while or hung out with her like that in a while. And it was like still the same. Like we tried to go to a party and we got to the front and she didn't have her ID. And it was just like,
here we go again, girl.
Still.
What's
like
new?
At this point we were like, probably the same around time, like closer to 30. And like I had somebody I know since high school. So it was just like, you know, there's been plenty of times when we were in college. When that was funny, and it was just, and there's more stuff than that, but it was just always something that was just like exhausting. Was just
at least she was consistent.
Just like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Just like when we were at a party and we couldn't find her, like I was driving my friend's car and like we were looking around, like the party's out. It was like a house party, with a big house. And like everybody's leaving, hugging bye, and like we can't find her. And like we get in the car and we're like, wait a minute. We call her phone, phone's in the car. And it was a house that was like kind of set back in the woods. And so like we just, it was dark.
Yeah.
And so like we're looking around, can't find her, can't find her. We're calling her phone. Of course, the phone's in the car with us. That's not helpful. And it was my friend's car, but I was driving and we were about to leave. And he was like, no, can you just like, just check one more time? Let's drive around one more time. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. whatever time, and it's dark. And we didn't want to leave her, but it's like, where are you?
Where she at?
You know where we parked, you know? And we didn't find her. Until the next morning, somebody Facebooked my friend like, hey, we found her. Like, she's with us.
Where was she?
I think she was drunk and good. Because it was crazy because I remember for a split second thinking that I saw her. But it was dark and I wasn't, you know, could have been anybody. But so I'm not sure if that was her, but I think she was just drunk and looking for us and was drunk. And so somebody that we kind of knew, like from school or whatever, just took her with them. See,
things like that scare me. Like, if I'm drunk.
And there was stuff like that that happened a lot. And I was just like, all right, I don't want to do this no more.
No, that's scary. That's a little scary.
And that was.
I think there's a difference if you get drunk.
Not even that bad compared to some of
the other no. stuff. If you get drunk and you're near me, but if you get drunk and you start just
wandering
around.
Yeah, because then you got to kind of babysit and.
I think I did that once when I wandered around, but it was a big lake house and like I kind of knew people there and like it's not like I was going off, but
yeah,
I was just social. Like,
I mean, it happens. Like one time is not a big deal, but this was like
all the time.
These things.
How many times? More than two times?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you a good friend.
It was always so. After so, I'm saying I changed where I was like, you know what? I just don't. Love you, wish you the best. And I haven't really seen her that much, but one of our other friends is still really close with her, but it was just like, you know,
yeah, I grew.
The choices here aren't that great. And it's like, you know, I don't wanna, so still see from time to time, but it was just not the same. Like, we were really, you know, really close when we were in high school and college, but so that person could change, but sometimes you just don't wanna. And that's when you grow. Yeah, you don't want to deal with some of the same stuff.
I mean, I feel like we've both been on both ends.
Oh, yeah.
Being the person that either people outgrew or like had a problem with, or us being that person that outgrows a friendship where it's like.
So do you feel like there was anything you could have done differently in your situation?
The only thing I feel like I could have done was not get drunk out of my mind and, you know, punch this person on their chest.
I was gonna say, because you haven't really said.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I haven't really said what happened. I mean, you told me. Yeah.
But I didn't know if you wanted to.
I mean, the situation is not funny. It's not. But like I said, it was an intentional. Like, I went to a lake party and I didn't eat that day and I just got too happy and I was taking shots and drinking and I don't remember half of what happened at the party.
So you don't even remember.
I don't remember hitting her. No, she told me herself the next day, and when I picked up the phone, like, I was oblivious. I was like, wait, like, she's like, well, we need to talk, and I'm like, oh,
she never anything.
I didn't even think that was the case. I was like, oh my god, who did I call or who did I kiss? Or like, I never, because that's never happened. Like, I've never laid my hands on a friend, but it was more so like she wanted to leave and I didn't want to leave. So she said that, like, I punched her in her chest, like, no, I don't want to leave. Like, but to everyone else that was around there that I've talked to, they thought it was like funny. They didn't think it was like a big of a deal, but I do have to understand.
Yeah.
She has her boundaries and she had her boundaries and she felt like that was very disrespectful and like none of her friends have ever done that to her. So I understand that's not the reason on my end why I no longer felt like we could be friends. I respected that. Was I upset? Because if I could take that day back, I would have.
But now I'm kind of wondering when you say it like that.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not like you just like, like hit her, but like
when she said I punched her four times on the chest. Like,
okay, well. I'm trying to figure
but
out.
But I'm just like, think. No, that's
or was
what
it like a push?
That's what I'm. I mean.
But you don't.
I don't know, yeah, and I can't. You know, you feel me? Like, everyone has two sides of the story. I don't have one side of the story, right, because I have no recollection memory of that day. So I was like, wait, what? Like, but to me, it was like, you know my heart, and I thought you were my friend enough to know that yeah. wasn't intentional. Is it acceptable? No, I'm not saying it's acceptable, but you should know my heart. And you know that if I was sober, that would have never happened.
Right.
I would have never laid my hands on you. So I would understand if it was like, oh, I was sober and I was like, no, I'm gonna hit mm-hmm. her. I was drunk out of my mind. Like, I was passed out.
Yeah. I mean, I get her, you know, being irritated or whatever, or mad. But it's like, to me, if you were clearly drunk, I don't know if she was or not, but.
No, she doesn't drink.
Then it's like, this happened this one time, and I know that you were drunk. And the next morning, I'm like, bitch, look, like, you was on too much yesterday. And then that's kind of be it. Like, I don't think I would have ended an entire friendship off of one infraction. Like, you've been punching her every weekend when you're drunk. Then, yeah, you know, okay, I mean, but after one time.
Another time, it was more so that I didn't like something that she did, and I kind of called her out on it. And I was like, yo, you're wild. And she didn't appreciate that I talked to her that way. But now I think about it, and I look back, and I'm like, those were words that she used to use. So me using it towards her, I didn't think that she would take it that personal. Mm-hmm. I feel like the side of her that I saw was more of a toughness side. Mm-hmm. So, and someone told me, they were like, you probably saw her toughness side, but deep down she was probably more sensitive than you thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shoot, I never thought about it that way. Like, mm-hmm. I loved her. I love her until this day.
Yeah.
But me, I have a loving side, but I have a tough side because I'm tough on myself. Like, I props to people that are like self-affirmation and they love on themselves. Me, I'm more on look. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, bitch, get it together. Like, on like punching myself. Like, that's me. I don't know why. That's just maybe the things I've been through in life.
You punching yourself. That's probably why you punched.
No. I mean, like, I'm sensitive, but I have a yeah. very, like, tough exterior because of the things that I've been through. And not yeah. saying that she didn't, but it's just, like, I, at that moment, did not think. It was not a big deal to me, but I wasn't thinking that words that she would use and I would use towards her mm-hmm. would make her feel that way. Where I was just like, yo, I didn't say anything. I just said you were wild. Like, I didn't like the way you did something. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess to her, it was like, oh, no, you, it was just like little things after. So, in other words, she felt disrespected in the relationship. She didn't tell me this. She told right. my other friend. Because once again, we never had a conversation. Mm-hmm. So I never knew that you felt disrespected in the relationship.
Yeah,
I never got that talk.
Yeah, so it's unfair for people to try to, and I have to be like cognizant of this too, of holding somebody accountable for something that you haven't said yet. So like you pissed at them and you walking around mad and they have no idea and you haven't even yeah. said anything. And like, and even this same particular friend, like I learned early on, like she had a tough exterior, but she was the first one to be crying. Like so in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, that's why I realized that, you know, this was not about me. Some of this stuff was not about me because yeah. she would say things about other people. And I realized, I was like, you know what? I don't think that she's necessarily happy with some of herself and some of the things in yeah. her life. Cause like, why would you, it was something she would say, like, why would you care about that? It has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. And so I had to realize, you know, maybe this person is not that happy with themselves.
And I can say that towards like what happened, like you asking me like, what would have changed? I feel like around that time, it was quarantine. It was summer. Mm-hmm. All I was really doing was drinking and smoking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a big smoker, but that's all I was doing because, I mean, there was other options, but those were the options yeah. that I was going towards with, right. with my friends. So emotionally, I was going through a lot in my head that even this friend didn't know. Like, I would tell them certain things, but deep down, I wasn't in a good mental space. Like, I was basically drowning, but I was like, I'm gonna go out with my friends. And yet again, I'm not using that as an excuse, mm-hmm. but like you said, that was something that I was going through. So I was abusing alcohol, and I don't even want to say abusing, but my goal was if we were out drinking, oh, we gonna drink.
Yeah.
We gonna drink.
Where was y'all going this summer?
Yeah, we were
open.
Shoo, we were at the lake. We were having house parties. We were having house get-togethers. Gotcha. I mean, we were finding a way. We were doing stuff.
Yeah.
So that was my escape. And I'm sure it has been a lot of people's escape doing that. But like I said, with that being said, it's like I was going through, I was fighting my own demons. And I don't want to say the fact that I hit her was that. No, it's I got carried away and I got drunk. And for some reason, I don't know why I thought, I again, I can't speak what I was thinking at that moment because I just can't remember nothing. If I did, oh my God, I wish I could remember. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a friend of mine has a video of like that day.
I was going to ask you if anybody else.
Yeah. Like, well, not
witness accounts.
Not like has a video of like that exact incident, but like trying to get me out of the house because I just didn't want to go. Clearly, I was having too much fun. I just didn't want to go. And she was ready to go. And in the video, you can see how fucked up I am.
Yeah.
Like, I am drunk out of my mind. And the person that was taking a video was laughing the whole time. They thought it was funny, like, the whole situation. But that friend at the moment,
she didn't
think it was funny. So, you know, after that, I apologized and we stayed friends and we hung out. But I think there was things that I had issues with as well that I just never spoke up on them because I didn't think they weren't a deal breaker for me. But there were things that I didn't like, maybe things that she did that I was catching on to, but I never brought them up because to me, it wasn't that big of a deal. I'm not going to stop being your friend because of that.
Right.
So when the whole situation happened where we took a break and we didn't talk for a while, it was the way she went about things afterwards that were questionable to me. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, you have your rights as to why you stopped being my friend and you didn't want to be around me. I respect that 100%. That is not my issue, would never be my issue, not whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I felt hardly about something was the way how you moved afterwards, where it made me question, damn, were we ever really friends? Did I even really know the real you?
Yeah. That's what I said to my mom. I remember kind of early on when I noticed, you know, something was going on with her. And it was just like, I told my mom, I said, yeah, after this, I said, I don't think we'll ever be the same.
Yeah, that's how
I felt. She was like, no, yeah, you will. And I was like, no, I could tell. Like, and it was because of the way it was handled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do my best to never fault anybody for how you feel. It's how you felt.
Yeah.
You are free to feel how you feel. But the way it was handled.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, no communication, don't say anything, you're telling other people, everybody except me. Mm-hmm. And when I had, you know, one friend in particular was kind of telling me some of the things that she was saying, and I was doing my best to take that with a grain of salt because I still haven't heard this from the person who has the issue. So I still try not to take those things. I mean, I heard what she was saying, what the friend was telling me, the other friend was saying. But it's like, you know, I haven't heard this from her.
Mm-hmm.
So until I hear it from her, you know, I'm not really going to hold a space for that to be true, whatever this person is telling me that's through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Like, if she hasn't told me, then, you know.
That's the sucky part when they don't tell you. Because, I mean, thank God, like, not even, like, I have a best friend that, you know, is mutually, like, our friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one that, was like, well, you know, think about her perspective, like, how she felt. And I understood that 100%. I never take that away from her.
Yeah.
I understand how you felt. I mean, I can only put myself in her shoes to like think about like, oh shoot, how would I feel? But then again, that's what makes us different. If I put myself in your shoes, I would have not taken it that far. But then again, I'm not you, so that's why I'm saying, like, I can't think of that. But I think what hurt me the most was hearing it from a friend, to hear, oh, she didn't feel like you were an uplifting friend. That crushed me. Me knowing who I was to her. What I did.
That's what hurts me when it happens. And now, so it seemed like there was this one issue that was the real reason why she decided to stop being your friend. But then all of a sudden you start hearing other stuff like you're saying that she said that you weren't this. And it's like, wait a minute.
So you
had some other issues the whole time that you were never, you know, expressing again, like not saying anything. Because it can seem like there was this one issue that was the reason that the breakup happened.
Mm.
But then over time, you start hearing other things that they, other issues that they had with you the whole time. Yeah. It's like, so wait.
Because the only issues that I have.
Did you really like me at all?
Yeah, like the only issue that I can really say like it happened, it was me hitting her and then me talking to her. I was like, yo, you're wild for that. Those are the only two times that I can really call like from say like, oh, I was out of pocket, like for doing that. Yeah. But in that sense, after that, I was just like, yo, did you forget everything else that I did for you or everything else that I was to you? So that hurt me the most. Cause I was like, I was looking through my phone. I was like, bro, I just sent you a whole affirmation, little writing from a book a week and a half ago. And all of a sudden I'm not an uplifting friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I just not sensitive? Am I just like, do I no longer have like a connection with my emotions where I feel like I'm blacked out? Like, but the situation in general has made me realize like, not that I wasn't a good person, but okay, maybe a better person, but it actually has helped me like stand my ground because I was being really hard on myself because of the situation. Mm-hmm. I was being hard on myself, but then I'm like, yo, I'm human. I made a mistake. Someone, not saying that they didn't forgive me, but this person no longer wanted to have any kind of like relationship with you, which I have to accept. That's like a breakup. Like, yo, I don't love you anymore. I'm not in love with you. I can't be with you anymore. And it's like, you can't force someone to be with you, which I understand. I'm like, oh, you know, that sucks, but I can't force you to have a relationship with me. But in a sense, like, I made a mistake. I'm human and I'm glad I learned from it. Like, I learned from it. Like I said, there's no hard feelings. It's my first time going through a friendship breakup and I'm just learning from it and, you know, becoming a better person, hopefully. But I'm still standing my ground on things where I'm like, just because I made a mistake doesn't make me a bad person. I'm true. There's a quote that JC says.
Who?
JC.
Who's that?
What?
JC. Oh, JZ. Oh, you said JC. No. I was like, who is JC? I was like, might be one of the new kids.
She's, yo,
I. Anybody else thought she said JC or was it just me?
Yo, I. Said, did I? Man, we're about to go back. Did I?
I thought you said the like the letter C. I was like, oh, who's.
I did say JC. Jay-Z. Guys, I'm Spanish. Oh, you know.
One of them new kids. I don't know JC.
Yo, I got a little accent to me. Like, chill. I'm trying to find it. But honestly, like, that's what I live by all the freaking time.
The are quote?
You, yeah, you guys are going to clown
me. Well, hold on while you find that quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll go ahead and shout out to our sponsors. We are, come to find out, we are brought to you by the Inner Elite Network. We'll be right back.
Gang, gang.
Okay. You found it.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
He says, couple mistakes here and there, and I'm not always right, but I'm always real, and that's how I sleep at night.
Okay. So that's helped you with...
Yeah. I made mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'm not always right, because I can't say that in this situation I was right. I wasn't.
And so I guess to, as we start to wrap it up, I guess soon here, the one thing I have learned, well, A, I asked you what you could have done differently. I could have.
What you could have done differently.
The only thing I can think of is that once I found out that something, that there was an issue, because I found that out through another friend. Like, I was like, wait, like, so, you know, she's mad. And I could have tried harder to reach out. Like, I did call her. And then she texted me. So it was like, I was trying to actually have a phone conversation. But I probably could have tried harder to like get her to talk to me. But I don't know. I mean, I can't make her, but I only tried that one time. But I have learned to try and extend grace to people, because everybody's going through something. Mm-hmm. And I knew on the surface what she was going through was that she was, you know, a new mom and had a new baby and blah, blah, blah. Like, those were things on the surface I knew, but she could have been going through way more that I had no idea about, because everybody is. Everybody's got stuff that they're going on that they're fighting internally that I had no idea about. And so, in hindsight, not that I wasn't giving her grace then, I was actually trying to, but just it has taught me a lesson just about everybody's going through stuff, you know, and extending grace to your friends. I mean, like you said, we tend to do that more easily when people are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But you don't give friends sometimes the same grace as you would, you know, your boyfriend or whatever. So it just reminded me, and it's been a lesson to me, just to give people a break. Yeah. Sometimes everybody's going through something. Everybody's coming to you with some issue. Like, I mean, you never know what, there could have been some other issue you had no idea about as to why she was so upset from you. I mean, yeah, anybody would be generally upset with getting punched, I'm saying, but like it could have been some deeper issue as to why that was so such a deal breaker
for sure. Her.
So
I mean, things weigh the winner, I guess it was supposed to go, but
yeah,
that's that.
That's,
you know,
that. That's
love
what
and
happens
light
with best friends sometimes. So that is our first show. It was a wrap of the Come to Find Out podcast.
Come to find out.
And come to find out, sometimes you lose friends along the way.
That is true.
But there it happens. Go. It's part of life.
Shout outs to you for coming up with that name. That's credit.
Thank
That's
you.
All your credit right there.
I appreciate it. All right, y'all. See you next time.
Peace.